Track number 6, Power Imbalance Questions Continued. In the last track, we discussed the power imbalance questions of meta-messages and cause and effect logic. In this track, we'll talk about power imbalance questions of responsibility and symbiosis versus independence in relationships. Power imbalance question number 3, responsibility. After Christy and I discussed cause and effect logic, we explored power imbalance question number 3, which addresses responsibility of emotions. I asked her, "It sounds like you make Jason responsible for your feelings. Does that sound accurate?" Christy stated, "Well, sometimes I do say things like, 'You made me feel so angry,' or 'You made me slam the door,' or 'You make me so happy.'" By verbalizing her thoughts in this manner, Christy was able to see that she was shifting the responsibility of her emotions onto Jason and onto her parents at times, as mentioned earlier. I found it helpful with Christy to introduce what I call responsible for your own feelings basics. Here's how this intervention works. The fact is, one person can't transplant feelings into another person. So, power imbalance question number 3 for your client who feels he or she is unlovable is, do you make your significant other responsible for your feelings? Power imbalance question number 4, symbiosis versus independence in relationships. With the responsible for your own feelings basics in mind, let's look at power imbalance question number 4 regarding symbiotic relationships. I asked Christy, "Do you see Jason as a person separate from you, an individual with his own needs and goals?" Christy responded, "I always thought of us as a unit. I didn't think about my wants being different from his or his being different from mine. My parents always seemed to be a unit. My mother never made a decision without input from my father. I guess I thought that's just the way things worked in a loving relationship." Have you found that clients tend to gravitate towards situations that mirror childhood experiences? For example, Christy tends to get into relationships with men who take over and control situations so she can depend on them to make the decisions about daily life and direction. Christy stated, "I keep thinking the next relationship will be different, but it never is. It's like I'm doomed to have the same relationship over and over again, just with different players." Someone who's learned to think of him or herself as a victim might become involved with a victimizer. Exploring this pattern helped Christy to realize that she has choices in the types of relationships and structure of relationships that she's involved in. Power imbalance question number 4 helped Christy to understand a common relationship pitfall, lack of separateness, and the creation of a symbiotic or codependent relationship. Ask yourself in the next session you have with your client who feels he or she is unlovable, would it be beneficial to review any of these 4 imbalance questions of meta-messages, cause and effect logic, responsibility for your own feelings, and symbiosis versus independence in relationships? In the next track, we'll discuss methods of coping with a life trap of depression and using the cake and icing principle as a way of addressing clients' needs versus wants for finding closure. Question number 6. What are the 4 power imbalance questions?